to get around Mizmah Samach of the Pasuk. We're going to finish two more Pasukim. We're going to finish it very quickly. Miz Pasuk Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph. Page 530. 530 Pasuk Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. Havalanu Ezra Smitzar. David says to Hashem, Havalanu, may you grant. Hava means please give. Lanu us Ezra's Mitzar, salvation from the enemy. David concludes the Mizmar by begging Hashem, like we spent yesterday the whole shiur based on the pasuk of Halayata Elokim Znachtanu V'Loseitz Elokim B'Tzivay Seinu. And David there, we learned all the, I think really told us three different mahalchim in that pasuk, three different ways to learn pshat in that pasuk. But the common denominator is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the one that provides salvation. It is only you that can save us. We recognize that our success depends upon you being with us. Therefore, now that we've got the message, we've learned the lesson, and we are aware that this our success depends upon you, Havalan, now we are prepared to say, Hashem, give us, grant us, Ezra's salvation, Mitzar from the enemy. Help us survive, overcome the enemy. Veshav teshuas Adam, and we acknowledge that the salvation of man is worthless. Pasuk Yedalid, Be'elokim Naaseh, only in Hashem will we do valor. We can translate this simply that we will succeed and achieve success. Chay choyel Yisrael oise choyel. What valor? What does valor really mean? It means it's a hard word to translate. What is that in English? Valor. It means honor. It means what does it mean in English? Yeah.
Bravery.
All right. Okay. V'hu yavus sareinu yu Hashem. You, Hashem, will trample, will step upon our enemy. There's a lot of violence in this Mizmah. If you notice, a lot of heavy duty. This would be censored today.
Geshikta would be
Geshikta.
Valor.
Geshikta. Geshikta, yeah. That's what I mean. I thought it means very put together, very capable. Very capable.
Very capable.
So Choyl means capable? I don't know. Eishes chayil miyimsa.
In that context.
Eishes chayil miyimsa. What does that mean exactly? Ask your wife.
She must be very brave. But it is translated as a woman of valor.
Okay, in English, let's go to Google. What does it mean valor in English?
It has the courage to stand up to you.
The word valor in English, for some reason, doesn't really...
She's able to say no to her children.
Say, okay, there's truth to that. What does valor in English really mean?
She has principles.
Okay, Google. Valor. Great courage in the face of danger, especially in battle. Marriage is a battle. Eishes chayil miyimsa. She's a good warrior. Okay, for some reason, the way it's translated does not do justice to what it says in the pasuk. Eishes chayil miyimsa. It doesn't. A woman of valor. That's how it's translated. Virtually every English translation, right? Really, that's what it means. Is that really what it means? Eishes chayil. Google translation: great courage in the face of danger, especially in battle. Something doesn't sound right.
By the way, they give a medal of valor. Right?
What?
There's such a thing as a medal of valor.
Okay, that's in war. That's in war.
Okay. And hasn't this entire Mizmor been in wartime?
Yes. Okay, so here you're saying courage. Okay, so in this context it means... But even in this context, even when you're dealing with the Melchom of Klal...
I don't think so. I think here she means very capable. She knows how to handle...
So the word valor is not the right...
She runs a household...
Capable.
Yeah, it's
capable. Mordechai is translated the word capable. So, but there is no translation in the world that translates Eishes Chayil Miyimsa, oh, a capable woman. I agree with you. But that's not the way it's translated.
Because Chayil means, a warrior. A woman's not a warrior.
Well, on the other hand, capable is kind of
the
more. That's involved.
I
need something stronger.
Okay.
Or a valiant, they say a valiant warrior.
Valiant warrior.
Valiant, you know, you say
okay.
Valiant.
English, look, we all know, everyone knows good and well that there's a lot of flavor that gets lost in any translation. Whether you go from English to Yiddish, from Yiddish to English, to Hebrew, to Japanese, Portuguese, and alachas, kama, ben b'neshul, kama, kama, when you try to translate a word in Hebrew into English or any language, you're going to lose a lot of flavor.
How you say it.
Okay? The chocham from the manishtana. The chocham from the manishtana. There's no question you're going to lose flavor. In this context, melukim na'aseh choyl, what does it really mean over here? Let's look at the mefarshim. Yeah? Success.
When David went against Goliath,
yes.
He says, "Ata ba elai b'shem b'cher b'chanit, v'ani ba elecha b'shem Hashem tzvakot Elokei Yisrael."
Okay, so
that's it.
Okay, it's there's no doubt about it that it is a very difficult word to translate.
Well, one second, actually, the explanation is defined in the Yesh Hashayim.
The whole mizmor, the whole perek is defining what it means chayil. Right, so valor is totally invalid. The whole perek goes on. It's the last perek in Mishle. The whole perek goes on to define the word chayil. Okay, so but in this context, that's not what it means. Obviously, it depends. Like we always say, Lashon Kodesh. A word is an abstract concept which is defined in its context. There's no such thing as this word, this is what the word means, right. And now you go to a pasuk and you plug in the translation. There's no such thing. That may be true in every other language in the world. In Lashon HaKodesh, a word is letters, there's a shoresh, it is an abstract concept which is molded, shaped, and defined based upon its relationship to the other abstract words in the pasuk and in the parak, which together gives it a meaning, and it can have multiple meanings, and there, you know, I am panim l'Torah. That's the unique nature of Lashon HaKodesh, and that's why over here, like the translation,
to back up translation, the Middle English word, meaning going back, what it really means, it has a quote worth. A worthiness in respect of many qualities.
Now it fits in. Well, say that one more time. That's very good. Worthiness. Worth and worthiness?
Or
worthiness. Worthiness.
In respect of many qualities. Many,
okay, that sounds good. Google is no good here. Rabbeinu Google is no good here.
But it changed in later years to being courage in other contexts, in French or whatever. What
okay.
Bible?
So it's really an ancient, an outdated word. Because like you see a lot of the you know the old translations, the way words were used 100 years ago, 200 years ago is not the way the words are used today. And this is a case in point. You're saying it's a
right, but that translation is as old as that.
And how come no one changed that translation all these years? No, it is what it is. Beware of translations. Like the Art Scroll, they have their Siddur and Chumash. Their sitter, and you know, there are some words that they really are very, really very troublesome. Some of the translations, and the truth is, people don't. No one's really paying attention, so no one even talks about it. Like I always tell you, it's shocking. I'm still so lazy. I can't wait. I have to go call them up. I'm sending my comments to see what they write back. Hareat mikudesh asli betabazu. I'm really scared for my life. That the translation they offer in the Art Scroll Chumash, in the Art Scroll Siddur, even in the new edition that they put out only a couple of years ago of the Siddur, it's a shail if it's even a kosher kedushin. Consecrated to me. What? That's a Christian translation. There's no in the world of halacha. If that's what you say to a woman, she's not married. You say, you are like a carbon. you're a carbon.
No,
you say to
like,
you,
it's like donating to Hegdesh.
Yeah, that there's maybe in the world of Drush is marriage is sacred. It's the Tosfos and Avgimel Amid Aleph says ha ein mikudesh es ela miyuchedes.
Right.
So before you are designated. Designation. So why doesn't it say in the Art Scroll Siddur, you are hereby dedicated. You are dedicated to me with this ring, according to the law of according to the law. It doesn't say law. According to the ritual. That's also not correct. Not a ritual. It's a law. Das means the law of Moses and Israel. Not ritual.
Rabbi, why are you objecting to the word mekudeshes? It's a beautiful word. You're married.
But that's not what it means. If a man says to a woman under the chuppah, I hereby consecrate you. Let's say you say this in English to a woman under the chuppah. You are hereby, with this ring, you are hereby sanctified. Sanctified.
Beautiful.
You're not married. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's very beautiful, but you're not married. You're not married to her. You're not married to her. When a man marries a woman, there's halacha. And the rule is, by giving a woman, you are hereby dedicated to me to the exclusion of all others. You don't buy her. You don't sanctify. Who are you to sanctify a human being? She's not a carbon. This is a very nice thing in Jewish, that marriage, ish v'isha shchina b'neihem. Shalom b'neihem, when there's peace between man and wife, there is the shchina. The shchina is sacred.
That's what Chazal said.
But that's, of course it's beautiful. You can give the whole week of Sheva Brachas talking about the sanctity of marriage. But that's not the method of acquisition. That's not the technical way a man marries a woman. When a man marries a woman, he gives her a tabas, he gives her kesef kedushin, and through this transaction, by giving this to her, she is dedicated to this man, is only allowed to live with this man to the exclusion of all other men in the entire world. The word kodesh literally means dedicated. There's a kedesha. What's a kedesha? What's a kedesha? No, what is a kedesha? A harlot. She's holy? She's holy? She's dedicated for this purpose. That's what she does for a living. She's miyuchid to go be mizane, to satisfy men's tivus. What is a kodesh? A male? No, it's not. That's the real meaning. That's the real meaning. No. That lechayr is, and there's no real meaning in Hebrew. That we know. There's no real meaning in Hebrew. In Hebrew, everything is abstract, and you have to mold it. But the more closer to a more solid translation is dedicated. A kedesha, a woman is dedicated for znus. A man is a kodesh, dedicated. We take this word, and we take it, and we apply it to Hashem. It's kodesh. It's dedicated to Hashem. And Hashem, the very nature of Hashem is sanctity, so it takes on a flavor of sanctity. But when it comes to marriage, a man says to a woman, Hare Mikudeshes, you are designated exclusively to me and no one else. That's what a man is saying to a woman when he says, Hare Mikudeshes. If you have a translation, you are consecrated to me by this ritual. So I have two complaints. I'm a nobody, art school is, I live, my blood is art school. I always tell you, you should put like a logo on my all my clothing, the art school logo, because I live and breathe art school. But yet, I'm just, you know, being very, you know, politely criticizing that this translation, if a man would read in from the sitter, under the chuppah, you're hereby consecrated to me through the ritual, through this ritual, I'm really choshe that they're not married. I have two major complaints. It's not a ritual. The word das, dalit tov, does not mean a ritual. This is not a minhag. This is a halacha, the law. The law, the wife by is the law. Because, you know, there's the mother-in-law, the brother-in-law, the sister-in-law, the daughter-in-law, the son-in-law. So what's your wife? The law.
That's why you don't say it in English, you say it in Hebrew. So whatever it is,
exactly. Exactly. So the there's no smok makom in b'chola terakula. It means holy.
No,
yes. Yeah. That's what the word it means, holy.
Exactly.
Someone, a Hasidish guy, told me that. What is a consecrated?
Consecrated means dedicated to.
No.
To
I don't think so. Look up in the dictionary. Consecrated means, consecrated does not mean holy. Tosfos says, Beferish in Kiddush, Dav Gimel Lamed Aleph, Ein Mikudeshes Ela Miyuchedes. What's wrong with Tosfos? We have to go to a dictionary and drink a cup? What's wrong with Tosfos? Tosfos Masechta Kedushin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. Ein mikudeshes ela miyuchedes. It's drush kodesh. I told you, like, no complaint.
To make or declare sacred, to set apart to the service of.
Oh, service of. It's kind of.
Here it says that God, but
the word the word consecrate.
In a very sincere manner. That's consecrate.
We'll send in the correction because it means miyuchedes, just like kodesh.
Right. Miyuchedes, and the word consecrate is not the right translation.
It means miyuchedes, right.
And the word das is not a ritual.
It means sets apart. Yeah, like I said, separate.
By the way, one of the things that you mentioned about Hebrew is a very powerful language. You have to understand things in the context of it. For example, we're coming soon to Devorah, was another Neviah. One of the six or eight women Nevi'ahs, it says because she was Eishes Lapidos.
Two Perushim.
So anyway, Eishes Lapidos, Tosfos brings down, the Gilgal Yudalad on the Aleph, by the way, and it says Lapidos, because she was dedicated to Lapidos, she wasn't really the wife of Lapidos. She was the wife of Abinoam, Ben Abinoam. Lapidos was, she used to dedicate to the Mishkan, she used to dedicate the
oil, the wicks, the fires.
The oil, the wicks, you know, for it. So they asked the question, Eishes is the wife of, she wasn't the Eishes Lapidos. So the Ben Ish Chai brings down, where do you ever see a case where Eishes doesn't mean the wife of? Usually Eishes Lapidos means the wife of Lapidos. We have Akasha. So where do you ever find, I'll ask that question, it's just an open question. Where do you ever find that Eishes doesn't mean the wife of?
We had that. Actually, we had a couple of pages before.
We have it right here, Eishes Chai. That's what his proof. His proof is from Eishes Chai. We see that she's not the wife, her husband's name is not Chayel. She's not the wife.
She's a woman, a
she's
woman.
She's not the woman of Mr. Chayel.
She is a
Eishes
woman.
Eishes means, you know, it a defines woman. The woman.
Okay, very good.
The same thing. So Eishes Lapidos,
excellent.
It defines the woman she was, you know, that she was capable of going to be. Right?
Very good, very good. That's very good. Okay, so let's. Okay, so let's go further. Very good. Okay, let's go further. Right, so let's go further. The point over here, just to make over here, is the translations. Don't get fooled by the translation. It says over the word chayil. Don't be fooled by the translation over here. Chayil. What does it mean chayil in this context? It's also not so simple. The Targum doesn't help us over here. He just says the same exact word. He just says the same word. He says this is chayla. Chayla normally, in fact, normally means wealth. We want to welcome to our shir Eretz Yisrael. Tamari Appeldorf is joining us from Eretz Yisrael.
Well,
and also her father. Welcome, Meir, from Eretz Yisrael. Shalom Aleichem. Avira de Eretz Olmachim. Finally, Meir, you've reached. Meir went to Eretz Yisrael because Avira de Eretz Olmachim, he wanted to be the Chacham from the Manishtana.
What time is it in the afternoon?
Let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. Rabbi Yisrael, page 520, Mizmor Samach.
By the way, what do you mean it was Bei Elokim?
Oh, so that's all part of the question. What's the Bei in Elokim? What is, let's see them first. Let's see them.
It's about Yosef. It says, V'chol asher hu oseh Hashem matzliach biyado.
Okay.
What does it mean? Hashem matzliach biyado. So he causes him to leatzliach. And the same thing. We go with Shem Hashem.
When you attach yourself to Hashem, then Nasechoyo. So you have sort of Kalman is teaching the Pasuk, Be'elokim. When we attach ourselves to Elokim, then that is the Makor, that is what's going to grant us the ability to Nasechoyo. Okay, is that the Pshat? Or maybe the Pshat is that we. So we do chayil l'shem shamayim. Everything that we do, our behavior, our courage, our goal of succeeding, it's not that we should be happy. It's to give Hashem nachas ruach. It's all dedicated Be'elokim. Let's see the Mitzvah David of you on page 530, Mizmor Samach 60. Tamar likes the number 6013. Tehillim 6013. Pasuk of Gimel Mitzvah David. Ata tein lanu Ezra Mitzar. You Hashem grant us Ezra's help from our enemies Mitzar. Avol Teshuas Adam. He shav ve'ein bought to Ellis. There's no purpose in the salvation of man. Man's success is not going to lead to anywhere unless he has siyata deshmaya. Pasuk yudalid elokim be'ezras elokim nase gvura. So he teaches with the help of Hashem. It's basically repetition. Repetition, just like it says in pasuk yud gimel hava lanu ezras. Here it's saying the same exact concept with one word be'elokim. Your koyach Hashem is what will grant us. So we have really three perushim. Be'elokim, what's the word of Kalman was saying to a degree? Be'ezras Elokim, with the help of Hashem, Naase Gvura L'Hischazek Alumos, to be overcome the enemy, our enemy, the nations, V'hu Haroimes Sarenu. It is you, Hashem, that tramples upon our enemies. Okay, that's the end of the Mitzudais. Look over here what it says over here in the Mitzvah, see the word choyel. Choyel is koyach v'oimetz, might, power. Esh eschayel, if you would take that translation, plug it over there, means a powerful woman, a mighty woman. Is that how you tie it? I told you, valor, might, that's not valor. Mighty, a koyach v'oimetz, might. Yovus inyin dricha urimisa, to trample. Okay, Rashi just says one word, yovus means your mois is to trample. And we'll look over here very quickly at the Radak. Radak says, "Havalanu Ezras Mitzar uchumayish Ezartanu at Haloim." Just like you have held us until now, Kain Tazreini Nikol Tzarosh at Zdamin B. David saying, "Just like in the past, you've helped me in the future, help me going forward." Kain Tazreini Nikol Tzarosh at Zdamin Ki Ein Lanu Teshua Ella Teshuascha. The only salvation is going to come from you. Ki Teshuas Adam Shavhi. Man's salvation is worthless. Vi Ezras. Bitov, Kamobeheke, then it goes into some grammar over here, the Ezros. Why didn't it say Havalanu Ezra Mitzar? Why is there a Tov? The Ezros, Bitov, Kamobehe. Really, it should say Havalanu Ezra, a Hey. And here there's a Tov and says, Ki Tovay Tov Shlod Bishlob Smichus Pamim, Kamo Ozi Vizimroska. Visual. So we actually had this. We had this before a few times. Mm-hmm. This is poetic,
yeah.
Poetic. And sometimes when there really should be a hey, according to the laws of grammar, it is we substitute the hey with a tav, in order to give it a little flavor, a little poetic spring to it. Okay, like Ozzy Vizimra, Ozzy Ozzy. What should it say there? Ozzy Vizemerka. Vizimroka, Ozzy Vizimroka. What's Zimros?
Because it should say Vizimrosi. Okay, so Vizimrosio, that's one of
okay.
The words right. That it should say Vizimrosi.
Ozzy Vizimrosi is ka.
Sometimes in Chumash where they cut off
letters. But over here in the Radak he's saying it should have been a hey. Ki tavo tav shlobesnichus pamim. Okay, I don't know if he's giving the exact example. Alright, we'll leave it with that. This is, he's saying over here that the grammar, if you would be very strict on grammar, you would run into problems over here, but we have to know that David was very fond of breaking the rules of grammar in Tehillim, and we should not get worked up over what appears to be a violation of the laws of grammar. Alright, I think we're going to stop with this Mizmor. This Mizmor, we're going to conclude with this. We're now going to go into the next Mizmor. Mizmor